This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, also on iTunes or TuneIn and iHeartRadio. I just merged them. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Distracted now because the smell of the McDonald's is
got
in here.
Toothpick for the sandwiches.
Toothpick hooked us.
Yeah, I don't even know what I got. Sausage McGuffin with eggs, something like that. Is that what you got?
Yeah.
I think when Toothpick first started calling in, your read was he must have been a huge fat guy, right? Like the irony of the name Toothpick.
Oh yeah.
I remember you were like, you just pictured like some big, huge guy that people were calling Toothpick.
Yeah,
I don't know. Regular looking dude.
Yeah, he is normal. Is he from Bowie?
He's from D.C. He just was explaining to us. I don't know if he wants his business out there, but he transferred to Bowie for certain reasons.
Got it.
What's up, buddy? Thank you for the food.
Hey, not a problem, man. I appreciate y'all for real.
Oh, man. And you've been listening for a long time?
I have. I started calling, you know, a while ago, you know, mostly calling into, you know, Trav, B. Mitch, and everything like that. But you guys... y'all start taking it to another level with these parlays.
Really?
These losing parlays.
So we started growing on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely grew enough for me to call.
All right, Toothpick, this might be controversial because you just mentioned you would call into Trav. That's Travis Thomas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And B. Mitch. You just didn't like calling the white guys?
No. I knew you was going to go there. No, it wasn't even that. It's just, you know, sometimes I just didn't feel like, I mean, you guys have P1s for real.
Yeah. You strike me though. Like you're decked out all in your Skins gear, right?
Yes, sir.
You got your Commander's hat, your jersey.
He's got his Jordans matching his
Jordans
jersey.
Actually,
my shoe game is sick for real.
It's on point.
Yeah, it is on point. But you strike me. So are you one of those hardcore HTTC guys? Like hardcore.
I can be. Like I took a serious Terry stance.
Which was?
I was all team Terry.
Right.
So pay him, and, you know, it worked out for both parties.
It worked out. We don't even care about that anymore. That worked out. Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like, do your boys hate us? Because I feel like the hardcore HTTC guys, we're not loyal enough for them or something.
They get mad when we do, like,
when you're critical.
Or when we do, like, a funeral for Shanny or bury RG3's career and put him in a coffin.
Right.
They get upset.
Accurate.
Yes.
I'm going to send a shout out to Lady A. She is
smart,
one
smart move.
She's one that not my girl. She's on my podcast. She's one that wanted to wring one offensive coordinator's neck like every week, you know, last name Turner. So she really wanted to get to him. But as far as that goes, we don't have too many haters. They like that's who you rock with. We appreciate it, except for, you know, when I'm at home.
Gotcha. But you said you do have your own podcast?
Yeah.
Is it a Skins podcast?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. What's it called?
String Podcast. Mike Marr's been on it before.
Marr's been on it?
Yes.
Really? Look at Mike Marr.
Why don't you have JP on it? JP's trying to plug his book.
Well, hey, JP, if you want to come on Tuesday, we got a spot for you.
All right, done.
There you have it.
FaithRestoredBook.com.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, thank you, Toothpick. Appreciate
thank y'all.
It.
Hey, yeah. Man, I appreciate y'all. Bish.
Yeah, thanks for the breakfast, by the way. Thank you very much.
Bish, you still my guy.
My man.
That's your
my
fave. Man, he's Toothpick. Your fave. Why is he your fave?
Actually, it's both of y'all. I'm
you're
give
out
you
on cakes.
Nope. I'm going to give you an order here.
Oh, he's going to rank them right in front of you guys.
Bish always says, is it because he has a toothpick in his mouth all the time? And that just sort of sticks with me right there.
Right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is. Cakes is my guy, though, too. You know,
he likes us all.
I do.
He seems like a nice person.
Good dude.
You seem like you have a good vibe to you.
He also said he could run a 4.4. I don't know if he was
back
supposed
in the day.
Say,
hey, for
I believe
real.
Him.
I did.
Yeah. You doubt him? Yeah.
Don't doubt me. I believe him. Don't doubt me. Hey, Glenn Arden track team.
Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. Nice. I believe. Say no more.
Thank you for
said
the food.
He used to destroy toothpick. Roosevelt.
Probably did.
Not a shock.
You say you ran with Jermaine Lewis?
Yes, Jermaine Lewis, Eddie Hightower, my guy Alvin Porch, Mansell, Manny. Yeah, we had a
any Dematha guys in there that you ran with? Who was the guy back in our day?
Like, we had Jimmy Cunningham. Remember James the Jet Cunningham from
who was that kid?
XFL?
Derek, whatever. Didn't he run in the Olympics or something?
Derek.
It wasn't Forrest, was it? It was Derek.
No, it wasn't Forrest.
I'm gonna do you a solid. You have a big piece of food, McDonald's hanging off your lip. There you go. You're
off
good now.
Hoover.
You're
good. That's what dangers of a beard.
Sure, it happens. I understand.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Toothpick. Thank
you.
See, if you bring food, the show comes to a screeching halt.
Yep.
And we just get it all into your life.
And you know, and his nickname is stuck. So you're anti nicknames for callers.
No, I'm not anti nicknames. It's just sometimes they're just weird. Like, you know, you just want to go to Joe or you just want to go to Pete. And then it'll say, like, I don't know, Tractor.
I kind of like it because identifies Cowboy Todd, Drunk Mike.
Yeah.
Gee the Drunkard. I mean, these are old school names.
I'm not anti. It's just weird.
Now we know what Toothpick looks like.
Right.
Good old Toothpick. Thanks, you're my agent. Just booked me on his podcast.
Yes. Yeah, see, I'm trying to sell
you're
books
in the mix
for
now.
Following Mike Marr.
Sell right. Some more books.
I need to hear from Skins fan on the Micah Parsons deal. I can't believe we haven't really had one guy.
They have to be thrilled.
Aren't you thrilled?
They're facing that demon twice a year for the next 5 to 7 years.
There's no way you can make the argument, which I think Jerry was trying to maybe make, that they'll be better this year because they'll be better against the run.
By the way, hopefully Valdez can find this. He also did the butt disrespectful thing where he's calling him Michael Parsons instead of Micah Parsons.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, really? He did that bit.
He did like the Kurt Cousins bit that Bruce Allen used to do.
He definitely did that on his way out the
door. Because he's called him Micah throughout his career.
Well, of course. Yeah. He called him Michael a couple times.
Yeah.
Wow. Like now he is 82, 83. The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly made a commitment to Michael this spring, Micah, and paid him.
He corrected himself.
Yeah, I think that wasn't. Yeah,
it wasn't as bad as purpose. Bruce Allen.
I think that's just an old man move.
That was a senile man right there.
I think Bruce Allen didn't know it was Kirk Cousins.
Or it was intentional, just to tweak.
I think Bruce was really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, really shockingly stupid.
Sure would have been great if we had that boxing match. You said you'd give up your career.
If I lost to him? Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I would have fought
you better won.
I would have fought
beaten him.
I would have fought the punter.
But of course, Jerry's going to say, be positive by saying, yeah, we think we're going to be better.
We think we're going to be better because we're going to be better against the run. I mean, no one
maybe,
really thinks
but
that,
they're not
right?
going to be better against, you know, rushing the passer.
Well, they're going to be better because they have Dak Prescott. But the question is, and this has really been going on for 3 decades, when are they going to be a Super Bowl, a true Super Bowl contender again? Doesn't help when you lose Micah Parsons.
Doesn't. Yeah. Well, not just that, but I mean, Dak, look, they won 12 games 3 consecutive years when Dak was healthy. I mean, they were certainly
in
a factor.
In theory, they should have been.
Yeah, they were a factor.
They just couldn't get over
when they get in
the playoffs.
The Niners beat them twice, and the Packers beat them. And that Packer loss, they were terrible.
I think as long as Jerry Jones continues to own the team, they will not be a Super Bowl threat. I just can't take them seriously with him owning the team. And especially
at 12-5,
trading
though,
away some of your best player, like your best player, yeah. I have an issue with that.
At 12-5, you're a contender. Hey, they lost Tyler Biadasz. Biadasz was there during those 12-5s.
Right.
All right, let's pay out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on it? As a Skins fan, you have to be thrilled. If you're a Cowboys fan, I would think you'd be distraught. And then sort of overall, where do you think the Cowboys
fit in? I'm going
to play
the music, EB. That's great news. This is great news for Commanders fans.
I will say even
although
though,
he's going to play them in week two for the Packers.
Yeah, that game is going to be.
He's not going to play them every year, twice a year.
I understand that.
That'll be that's a tougher out than it was
certainly
before. All right, let's go to Mitch in Richmond. Mitch, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Sports Junkies, good morning.
Hey, Mitch.
Always a pleasure calling in and speaking with you guys. I was just enjoying my morning cup of Dunkin' before my 8:30 call, and I heard EB summon me to call about the Micah Parsons trade as a Commanders fan.
Thank
Here's
you.
Here's my thoughts. I don't know if any of you guys watched the Gambler and His Boys, the new Netflix documentary about the Cowboys, but my wife was asking me some questions, and she was saying, you know, is Jerry Jones this like great negotiator? He seems like a genius. And in some ways he is a genius, but yesterday was a prime example of like, that made zero sense. I almost feel like he wants to portray that he's like the greatest negotiator of all time, and then just ends up paying every single thing for every player or not getting value back. Like the Herschel Walker trade, obviously famous, but to only get two first round picks back is crazy. I think it's huge for us because it completely takes him out of the division, and we've been shaky with our O-line, so to not feel nervous about seeing Micah twice a year is huge. Worried about week two with the Packers, but other than that, I feel like it's just another piece of good news that we have as Washington fans right now. Terry's back. The gang is back together. We don't have Micah to face anymore. It's going to be a great year.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Optimism's
I mean, you never know.
Wild.
You might have to face Micah in the playoffs, but yeah, you're right. You don't have to face him in the regular season twice.
Right.
But I mean, there are so many egos here. Obviously, Jerry's got one. The agent has one.
I mean, I saw in Micah's statement, you know, the one where I guess he releases printed out or whatever he put on social media.
Yeah.
Where he said that his heart was here. It still is. He never wanted. What did he say?
He said he was always a Cowboys fan.
He said he never wanted to leave. He just wanted fairness or something. And he said something like he just wanted them to go through my representative. I mean, yeah. So are we led to believe that Jerry literally refused to talk to his agent? Is that, I mean, literally never have conversations?
Who knows what actually happened?
Very minimal conversations?
Doesn't Jerry Jones strike you as a stubborn guy? And if something
yes.
like is.
Yeah, but why are you going to, I mean, so. I know that Jerry has a reputation as trying to go around agents, but with arguably your most important player on your roster, you're gonna continue to be stubborn and not talk to the agent?
Well, does he think that Micah's stupid, that he's not going to tell his agent about it, the offer?
I don't read it that way. Here's what he wrote. He said, I never wanted this chapter end, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here and still is through it all. I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only asked the person I trust to negotiate my contract, be part of the process.
Right. What does that mean? That means he wasn't part of the process. He didn't feel like he was part of the process.
I mean, if you believe the reports, and I do believe him, Jerry was going through Micah solely in the spring.
Yeah, I do believe that. 100%.
He thought they had a handshake deal with him.
Right. Understood. But in the ensuing months, in the last month, he hasn't been talking to the agent still?
I mean, who knows? I would think that they were, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's just shocking to me, if that's true.
I mean, during the press conference yesterday, here's one of Jerry's quotes. We can win more without Micah than had we signed him.
Right, because he thinks he's going to stop the run now.
Yeah. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Clark's a big fatty.
It's great theater.
The guy they brought in is like 320.
Let's go to Ron.
They're being recorded.
Poolsville. Hey, Ron, you're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies.
Hey,
what a fantastic morning. Football is here. I'm so excited. Out here on the back deck having my breakfast ready to contemplate the NFL. I am so happy about Micah being it's a head scratcher, that's for sure.
Right.
Jerry Jones is a doofus.
It's a great word for him.
Go ahead.
He's a doofus. Bottom line is the guy, he knows how things work. He just didn't want to pay that big agent commission. That's what the guy's, why he thinks he's so big that he don't have to follow the rules. And Parsons did the right thing. I'm a Dallas fan. I'm
you're livid, right?
More than annoyed. I'm more than annoyed with the way that went down.
Right. All right. So, thank you. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, guy.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Let's go.
ESPN has an article which has three theories. Okay. The writer said he can't get inside Jerry Jones' brain, but he says there are three potential reasons why they made the deal. Jones believed he had been betrayed and decided to take a stand against the player.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's one possibility. Number two was Jones believed that they couldn't win with their existing roster construction if they paid Parsons. So that's kind of being...
Well, then why was he trying to negotiate with Parsons in the spring? He was going to pay him then.
Maybe he didn't want to pay him as much as what Parsons wanted.
He claimed he had a handshake deal to pay him $40.5 million.
Right, so he was going to pay him $40 million, so he clearly was going to pay him, and so that's a lie.
The third theory is Jones believed the Cowboys could be disappointing on defense, even with Parsons in the lineup. So kind of the Bengals last year with Trey Hendrickson. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson was great, but they still had a terrible defense.
Well...
And in 2024, the Cowboys ranked 29th in EPA per play and points allowed per possession with Parsons on the field.
I'm praying that the Eagles put 40-plus on the Cowboys on Thursday night. I'm just hoping that happens. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see 100 shots of Jerry Jones in the box.
Destroyed.
Devastating.
All right, let's bail out these last couple real quick.
You've never been such an Eagles fan life.
We have Sam Fortier coming up next. He's written a big piece about Jim Irsay in the final days of him and his throes of addiction. Let's go to Logan. Logan in Ocean City. What's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Logan?
Having a good day. I don't know. As good as in there, it sounds like he has some cream chip beef in his pants, too, but... As a Skins fan, you have to be so happy about not playing this beast, and Jerry Jones is senile. This should never have happened. I'm so happy that they're in turmoil and we can watch and laugh and we have a quarterback and all is good over here.
Love it. All right. Thank you, Logan. Appreciate
Commanders
it, buddy.
Commanders fans, they hope Jerry Jones lives to be 110 and owns the Cowboys until he's 110.
Yeah. I don't think he's lost it. I think he just, I don't know, for whatever reason, got fed up.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Sam Fortier is going to join us coming up at 8:45. We'll get the Cowboys' perspective at 9:20 with Gavin Dawson, host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And we got Bill Roth to talk some Hokies football. That's coming up at 9:45. It's all right here on The Junk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that my son moved into his dorm in Maryland. Maybe you had this experience too. They get a welcome package.
Yeah, like a bag with stuff.
Do you remember what was in the welcome package?
Oh. Usually consists of like a t-shirt, maybe like a water bottle.
Oh yeah, t-shirt.
trying to think what else. I can't think of what else outside.
I believe
of that.
There were condoms in the welcome package.
Oh, really? Wow, that's aggressive. I didn't know that.
Keeping it safe.
Was your boy sized when he saw the condoms?
We didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. It was left unsaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had multiple kids obviously go through the University of Maryland. I don't recall a six pack of condoms being in the welcome bag.
I mean, I remember when we were at Maryland, they were famous for the 3 for free, right?
Mm-hmm. You could go into the clinic.
So they're just getting out in front.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing.
Is that still a deal? Like you go in and you ask for free rubbers?
To the health
free
center? Jimmies. I would guess at the health center they make them available.
But right. That was a thing when we were in college.
Yeah, I probably didn't go there very much.
I didn't have much of a reason to go. So, yeah.
Valdez, right. Did they have the 3 for free when you were there?
I would go to the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
You chose to pay instead of the freebies?
Yeah. I guess it was stupid.
Yeah.
let's go to these phones. So a lot of people still want to chime in on the Micah deal. People are starting to wake up to it. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
What's up? Hey Matt. Thanks a lot. Micah, he's got skeletons in the closet. You know, he got drafted 15th in the NFL draft for a reason. He should have been a top 2 pick. So something's going on there. The Cowboys know more than a lot of people. And who's most likely to be the next Antonio Brown, if you think about it? He's got all those podcasts. He talks too much. There's something off about him. So if you're getting all that draft capital and you're getting a chance to get away, you're not planning on signing him anyhow, getting away from the headache. It's not that horrible for the Cowboys, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you're a dissenting opinion. He was a 12th pick, by the way.
And he slipped in the draft because he got into a fight with a teammate.
Since he's been in the league,
I think he's been fine.
Yeah,
what was that? We know what that fight about was about, though, Jason. There's some more.
What was it about? I don't know. What was the fight about?
Again, he pushed him down and was referencing the old defensive coordinator that used to work there. So
Jerry Sandusky?
I mean, you can look it up on the internet, you know, but...
That's all. This is all rumor stuff. I mean, come on.
I mean, who knows?
Jerry Jones was willing to pay him something in the spring.
Here's what somebody asked me during a break on Twitter.
They weren't trying to cut ties from the start.
Here's what somebody asked me on Twitter, and I think it's a good question. I don't know. I don't have the answer. But if I was the GM of the Skins and they offered Micah for, now we know they wouldn't do it because of the division, et cetera, but just play along. If they offered Micah for Daron Payne and 2 ones, Would I do it? Now, instinctively, I want to say yes, because I think he's the best defensive player in the game. But I do recognize that we're the oldest team in the league, and those ones, we really need them probably more than we've ever needed them. So I don't know. I don't know if I know the answer. But first of all, I'd have no problem giving up Payne.
Yeah.
And typically, I mean, you don't want to give up two ones. Maybe I don't know. I don't know where I stand on
those
that.
Ones would probably be later first-round picks. If you would hope anyway.
If we weren't the oldest team in the league, I think I would snap do it.
If Jerry were crazy enough to trade him in the division for Daron Payne and two ones, you would do it like that.
You think they would, Peters would have done it like that?
Yes. And Quinn would have been right in his ear saying, got to do this deal.
I'm sure. But that's the only reason it gives me pause, is that we're the oldest freaking team in the league, and we do need to get younger. I mean, long-term, we do.
Well, that would have gotten you younger.
A little
that
bit.
That trade.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you get a 26-year-old.
What were you going to say, Drabby?
I'm not sure Commander fans should be celebrating today. You got to see the forest through the trees here. I didn't hear, not one person all summer was worried about the Cowboys. You guys look at your schedule. You probably said two wins, no problem. Everyone's saying, we don't have to face them anymore. But the Packers leapfrogged the Commanders in conference championship odds, Super Bowl odds yesterday. The Packers just got a lot better. Are we trying to beat the Cowboys? Are you guys, the Commanders trying to go to the Super Bowl? Now they have the sixth best odds in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they got better for sure.
They definitely got a lot better.
But
yesterday.
But I mean, year in and year out, we have to face the
I know,
the
but
Cowboys,
the Cowboys, they got a plan. They're gonna, like I said, like they probably weren't gonna win this year. They got a plan to hopefully get better in the next couple of years and to compete again. I'm not sure that like Commander fans should be so thrilled. I mean, the Packers are now going to be a legit team up there with the Eagles and the Lions.
That's I think they're a legit team anyway.
Well, they were legit, but now they're even better,
no doubt. Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, you don't have to. You do have to face them in the regular season, but usually you don't. I mean, every 4 years or whatever it is.
It doesn't mean we're guaranteed to face them in the playoffs. I mean, who knows how the playoffs
I'm just saying
out.
The Packers got a lot better yesterday.
A conference team.
They didn't send him to
the.
Better.
He's not on the Dolphins.
No, I agree they got better.
I just think Commanders fans are happy because, first of all, it's the Cowboys. All
right. So the Cowboys got worse.
And it's a division team.
Right.
I think it does make
Commanders
those
fans hate the Cowboys.
I think it makes those two games easier for us.
Yeah, well, let's see what they turn those first-round picks into.
I'm not that far ahead where I'm worried about the Packers in the playoffs. You can make that argument. I'm just not there.
Now, if you can't stop CD.
I'm not saying it's an invalid argument. I'm just not there.
If you can't stop Dak and CD and Pickens, all right, that has nothing to do with Parsons, but I do agree that Parsons presented a major problem, especially against Washington.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a major problem in week two.
It would be like the a Ravens fan and TJ Watt gets traded to the Bills. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're not really worried about the Steelers that much. It's a big rivalry, but if you ask a Ravens fan, they'd rather beat down on the Bills in the playoffs than beat down on the Steelers in the regular season twice.
Right. Well, I don't think it precludes us from beating
Green Bay. But it makes a legit contender even better, and a bigger hurdle to leap.
No doubt.
I think anywhere he goes, he makes them better. All right, let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Reese.
I'm on the tag of if Jerry did the right thing, because I'm a diehard Redskins fan. I mean, not even a question. But I think he made the right move because he just did it too late. He should have did it before the draft. And everybody would have been more feeling good about it. But he did it late, and that's what made it bad. Because what y'all don't know, he was going to get Parsons 45, but I guarantee you in that contract, he didn't want to go through. He went with Dak. So what he said, what he probably put in that contract was that if you get hurt and play only 13 games, you're not getting all this money. I guarantee he has something tricky in his contract, and that's why his agent said you're not signing that deal. Thanks for taking my call.
Wow, I mean, I have no idea what was in the deal.
An agent's going to let him sign a deal
without reading it.
That docks him pay for missing games.
Well, the agent
was
always going to read the freaking contract. Right. He was going to read the proposal.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Micah's not a moron.
Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up, man?
Good morning, Junks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Jerry Jones is at the point where Al Davis was when he was sitting up there at his press conference with that light shining on him, talking about getting rid of the head coach. I don't know if you saw any part of his a press conference last night, but this guy is rambling. He's a shell of his former self. But as far as the trade itself, I think that Green Bay, obviously, and one of you said it, you got to look at the forest through the trees. This makes them a stronger Super Bowl candidate, which hurts Washington. And those guys I thought were Super Bowl potential contenders this year before the trade. As far as the Cowboys, you can never say when you look at the schedule that that's two wins for Washington.
No.
Cowboys could have easily swept them last year with no Dak.
Correct.
And they're always going to be a problem for the Cowboys. Now, are they Super Bowl contenders? Absolutely not. I don't think there's any way anybody can argue that they are now. But you just can't dismiss them, just like you can't dismiss the Giants. One of you said, you know, you looked at them, you weren't worried about the Cowboys this year. But that's potentially two losses, and that could impact your playoff positioning. So I think overall it may end up being a tough day for Washington. Because I think our window for winning the Super Bowl is kind of tight.
Got smaller.
I'm not as optimistic as others because of the fact that we don't have really any draft picks to get really better over the next couple of years. And we don't have as much cap space to replace 20-some-odd free agents next year. So I think this year may end up being their best chance to win a Super Bowl because I think next year is when they start getting into problems with player acquisition.
I think as long as Jaden is in his prime, they have a Super Bowl sweat.
Yes.
I don't necessarily believe that. You look at other great quarterbacks around. Matt Stafford was there in Detroit. You know, he deal with a lot of great young quarterbacks who could not win the Super Bowl on their own. And I just don't think Jaden, you know, he's not Superman.
You do have to have a good pass rush.
I disagree.
You got to have a good team.
I think he might be Superman cakes.
You got to have a good team.
He's about as close to Superman as you can get.
Yeah.
Right up there. All right, real quick. We bang out these others because I know we got Sam 48 coming up. Let's talk about Ursa.
Ursa, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Gus Arlington, quickly. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Gus.
So now week one is a must win because we're not going to win week two. This is going to terrorize us at home on a short week in his home debut at night. We got to win week one against the Giants team that does trip us up. Remember, we're not that far away from the team that lost the Cutlass.
If we lose week one, that is a massive game just 3 days later. That is a great point.
Remember, Jaden only led us to a 7 field goal game when we played the Giants last year.
You can also say it's kind of fluky that they didn't find the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, they were moving the ball at will throughout the game.
All right, let's go to Jeff at Leesburg. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, super quick. Jerry Jones has to call up Brad Holmes from the Detroit Lions when he had the two first-round picks in the Stafford trade. You look at that core nucleus that the Lions built, Aiden Hutchinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. Like, I think Dallas could do good things with this, but just not 100%.
No doubt. Right. I think the article on ESPN.com is written by Bill Barnwell. He brings up the fact that had they signed Parsons to this deal and you add him to Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, they would have been just those three guys, more than 50% of the salary cap.
Yes,
and
so
he was
much.
Looking at it. There's no other team that has ever even approached that.
Yeah.
With
Let's
the
go
big
real
three.
Quick to Brian in Dallas. He's pissed off. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Good morning, boys.
What's up?
Here in Dallas, we are constantly awash in Jerry Jones speak. And let me tell you, anyone who believes that there is logic or rationale or a plan for this move is delusional. Jerry is an increasingly elderly, alcoholic old coot, and that's on top of being an egomaniacal jackass. In the last 30 years, the Cowboys have won 0 divisional round playoff games and have appeared in 0 conference championships and 0 Super Bowls.
Yep.
And that will remain the case as long as the Jones family is in charge.
A lot of people believe it. What about when the son takes over? You have no faith in him?
I have very little faith in Steven.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thanks for the perspective.
I'm sure there are a lot of fans that feel that way.
That's what bad ownership gets you. We saw it for 20-plus years with Dan Snyder, and Cowboys fans are living it too.
Coming up next, Sam Fortier from the Washington Post here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, shortly, and talk to Sam Fortier, who used to be on the beat for the Washington Commanders. Actually, I think when I went out to minicamp, might have been his last day on the beat.
Mm-hmm.
He was starting to tell people that he was moving on.
And they already they upgraded him to columnist? Is it like sports columnist or just?
Yeah, it's columnist.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking great, dude.
So let's talk to Sam. I think Drabby's connecting with him right now.
I'm curious what made him like focus on him. Like, where was the idea?
To be a columnist?
No, to do the piece
on
Ursa.
Well,
yeah.
Let's ask him right now. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Congratulations. I was saying that when I was out at minicamp, it might have been like your last day on the beat. You were starting to tell people that you were going to be doing columns now. What's the move been like for you?
Yeah, that was my last day. And so doing the new enterprise investigative job has been a real change of pace. You know, I'm used to being out on the, out at the field, out of practice, writing a lot. And now it's, hey, let's take some more time, dig into stuff that's substantial. And it's a really fun new challenge. I'm enjoying, kind of the different work and picking my head up from Ashburn.
So what was the impetus for this? Like, where was the desire to kind of delve into the final months, years, or whatever into Ursa's life?
Yeah, I remember, basically I had a meeting when I started this new job, and it was, hey, Jim Ursa had died, I think, the day before. And it was, hey, can we just get the death certificate? Can we pull the death certificate from LA, LA County, and just see what happened? And
So we pulled it. And when you think to yourself, okay, you know, given this guy's, you know, history of substance abuse, there was no autopsy. There was very few details released about his death. So it was just, hey, like, let's ask some questions and figure out what happened here. And then that led to a 3-month process that culminates in the story.
So fill us in, you know, as a guy who battled addiction for years, fill us in on kind of what happened.
Yeah, basically, we found that he secretly relapsed and got ketamine from a quote-unquote luxury doctor before his death. We found that's, you know, the evidence that we found is pretty counter to the Colts. You know, the Colts narrative they've misled the public about his condition. They've promoted this organization. They've raised money and on kicking the stigma, their charity. So this really runs counter to that. And then also we found, you know, that he had a doctor, Dr. Harry, who's based in California, prominent addiction specialist, who our sources told us that they spoke up because they were concerned that he was overprescribing opioids and ketamine to Ursae in the final years of his life. So those were really, I think, our main findings.
Sam, kind of surprising by reading this article, he lived as long as he did, because you documented that he suffered 3 overdoses in the last 5 years of his life. One in February of 2020 in Turks and Caicos, one in December of 2023 in India, and then another one just 12 days after that when he was on the road in Miami. So kind of surprising he even made it to the age of 65 from the sound of things.
One of his daughters at his funeral said that she had been preparing this speech, who's, you know, an adult now, had been preparing this speech since she was in middle school. You know, this is a hard, tragic story. But, you know, considering all those elements that we just discussed, like, we felt like it had to be told. And so, it's definitely, you know, addiction is a really hard disease. And so this is, you know, not easy.
So what was interesting is when he passed and everybody was praising him, I remember from afar going, I don't understand why everyone's praising this Ursae guy. He always seemed like kind of like a clown to me from DC, right? From my perspective, I have nothing invested in the guy. And you know, he was also the guy that he did help us get rid of Dan. So that I did appreciate that, but just from afar, I thought he was a clown. And then others told me, no, in Indianapolis, he was like beloved. Is that true?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, he did have a really good reputation in Indianapolis. You know, he was the type of guy who went to AA meetings there. He would throw $100 bills out at camp. At the combine every year, like, I would go play basketball with some people, like, at the Jim Ursae YMCA. You know, like, I do think he's really valued in the community there. I've heard that basically from a lot of people in Indy over the last 24 hours, but I still think the story was, you know, the truth. It's a hard truth, but I still think the truth was important to, you know, be told about what happened at the end.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not saying that your story wasn't worthy, and it's not super informative and interesting and newsworthy. It's just interesting, the different perspective. Here's this guy, complicated, so many different issues going on in his life, and yet the Indianapolis fan base loved him. I just thought that was crazy. I don't know. With all his flaws and everything.
No, absolutely. I think that, like, he was definitely beloved in Indianapolis. It seems like, you know, just from the way that people have been reacting.
Right. All right, so what's the next big explode? You can't say, right? You guys got to drop the bomb on us the next time you do one, right? Big investigative piece.
Yeah, it's certainly a different sort of thing, because, you know, when we were out of practice, you know, you're always talking about ideas or what you're seeing, and this is definitely more secretive, more sensitive. So that's definitely still to come.
Yeah. What were you seeing, though, when you were at camp and mini camp? What do you expect from this offense? Now you get Terry back. Debo's been added. Tunsil's been added. They draft Connerly. What do you expect, Sam?
Oh, man. I mean, as someone who wasn't out there for all of training camp and hasn't thought about it in a minute, I think I'm really curious, you know, how Cliff does in year two with Jaden. I do think that that's, you know, a big step up. But it's definitely with the new pieces. I mean, I remember it's funny, like, from what I was seeing from just, you know, reporters at training camp, like, I remember in mini camp, Cliff said,
you know, we might not be able to get Jalen Lane the ball because we have so many different weapons. And now, you know, with B-Rob gone and, you know, I know Noah Brown was banged up. I'm very curious to see how he handles the offense and, you know, how he basically shares the ball.
Do you have any worry that Terry will be at less than full strength in week one?
No, I think, again, like, as someone who wasn't out there, like, I still think Terry's a professional and he's someone who can, you know, stay in shape and get it done.
Right, right. All right, Sam. Well, we appreciate it. Congrats on the story, and we'll look for other provocative pieces from you, investigative pieces here in the future. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for the time, man.
Sam Fortier did a big big piece. I'm sure it's making waves in India, in Hindi, regarding Robert Irsay. I mean, no one could be surprised, right, that over the last couple of years he didn't still really struggle. If you saw him, he looked like a guy who was struggling.
Well, it sounds like that doctor, too, that was providing the ketamine and the opioids.
Those doctors are
maniacs.
He's
probably
going
to go to prison for a long time,
by the way,
I would think.
Kind of reminds you of the Matthew Perry situation.
Yeah, same deal.
There are five or six people that are looking at jail time, and a couple of them, like, serious jail time for all the drugs they provided for him.
When I went to mini camp and saw Sam, the number one question I got from everybody there was, this is the outside perspective of the junkies. At least five, maybe as many as 10 reporters who all know who we are said,
"Why are you here?
What the hell are you doing here?"
Right.
Are like, you lost?
Working on a book. And then luckily the PR staff was so good. Sean's excellent. I know Jason got like a charity thing from him one day that we were there together.
Yep.
I don't have that comfort level just walking up to guys because they don't know me.
Right.
And I kind of piggybacked off Sam to talk to Marcus Mariota. Like, he was talking to Marcus, and then I threw in, you know, well, can I ask
was
a couple
Sam
questions?
Doing there then? Oh, it was his last day.
It was
day
his last day. So he was on the beat just doing a regular article.
Gotcha.
His last article was a beat reporter, I guess.
He was like your lead blocker.
Was my lead blocker. Like, he was talking to Mariota.
Yeah.
And then I was like, kind of like listening, and you kind of wait for that break. You know, none of us have done that. Maybe you did that in college. I haven't done that like the guys are walking, you try and grab their attention. Hey, you got a couple minutes.
I was scarred by doing that in the Nats clubhouse years ago.
And I'll never do it again.
Never, ever do
what
it again.
What did Mariota say? Was he cool?
Yeah. I talked to Mariota. I mean, he's super nice. Talked to him.
Marcus Mariota is one of the nicest guys.
I mean,
I've heard that from a bunch of different people. I've never met him, but
seems like a good dude.
He seems like a really good dude.
Yeah.
Mariota's in the chapter about the Hail Mary. Like, he's been on a bunch of teams. Yeah. So I talked to him about the Hail Mary, and he said that the prep that they do kind of beforehand, now they do a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a different level than any of the other teams that he had been with.
Yeah.
So that's in the book. He's also, you know, in there for the last game when he got in and threw the game-winning pass at the end. They could have pushed it to overtime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good. But Sam was doing his thing. I remember he had his cap on backwards, and he's asking questions, and I'm like, who do I go up to? And I was like, exactly. He was my lead blocker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
Helps to have somebody that's been through it.
All right, we still got Gavin Dawson's going to join us coming up in the next
the
hour,
Dallas
coming up at 9:20 to talk.
And then we have Bill Roth, right, for Virginia Tech?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Big one Sunday afternoon.
So next, we'll shake it up, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.